Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to grab your coffee, tea, or what other beverage you would like, and grab a seat. And a very, very warm welcome to you this morning. For those of you who haven't noticed, Marlene is back with us from America. Wonderful to see her. She'll be with us for the next while, so you'll have loads of chance to catch up with her. But it's great to see you, Marlene. Good to have you back, dear. Good to have you back. It's the end of half term, so some people are still away. But it's good to be here this morning. And it's good to just remind ourselves that actually what we talk about, what's preached about, isn't an academic exercise. It's something that is living and dynamic and real. So if there's anybody here this morning who's got a bit of good news, some testimony or something that Jesus has done in the week, might be answered prayer. Might be a healing. Might be a word of encouragement that you've had or have given to somebody else. If you want to come and share, that would be brilliant. It's really good to build faith. To build faith. Greg.
One of the questions that I find quite difficult to ask is, When you meet people, when you come to church on a Sunday and they say, "Hi, how are you?" That "how are you" is so open-ended. You know, you never know how much detail to give someone. You know, do you talk about your bunion or do you just say, "I'm fine"? Well, I had one of those moments a couple of weeks ago. I had walked to church and I arrived at church with an incredible heat rash, brought on by some allergy, and I've been getting this rash from time to time. I've never been one to suffer from sort of skin allergies or anything like that, but this particular day I had a rash all over my body, and I greeted Steve, and he said to me, "How are you?" And it was one of those moments, well, how much detail do I give? And I said to him, "I've got this rash," expecting to move on to the next topic. And he said, "Well, come here, let's pray for you. Let's pray for your healing." And I was healed.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I love it. I'll hold the microphone.
Just to share, really, this week we've been in France, and of course Thursday last week, of course, there was no fuel. So we came to the we were going on the Friday, and the Thursday was all this news about no fuel. And I was thinking, let's not bother going. I'm not going to stand in all these queues, etc., etc. Let's hope it'd be all right. As I found myself saying. And then suddenly I remembered what Andy had been preaching on the week before about our hope being secure, and that word hope is so weak, and our hope is secure. And I just turned the whole thing round by thinking on that and thinking that God wants the best for us. God is going to be with us. It's going to be an adventure. I don't know what's going to happen, but God is going to be with us. And we had no problem whatsoever with the fuel all the way through. So God is good.
Amen for that. Anybody else? Anything else that's good that's happened? There's been an answer to prayer. Come on, I know there's other stuff. I know there is. Answers to prayer. What answers to prayer have we had in the last little while? Thank you, Michelle.
Sometimes my job can be quite frustrating, and there's not enough staff, and I knew that I was going to be on my own with a pharmacist yesterday, and the amount of work that we had piled up from the day before, normally I'd start getting a bit stressful, and I just went, God, will you help me get through the day and know your peace? And I got through the day and we'd done so much work, and I looked around and I thought, I can't believe how peaceful I felt the whole day. Still had the same grumpy people, the same situations and that, but the difference that I felt was amazing. So I just want to thank God for that.
So next time you pray for peace and you pray for the grumpy people. Anybody else? Come down, let me come. You can't sit down and do it, you've got to stand up.
In January, I walked into a meeting for Solid Festival that some of you may know. And somebody came up to me who works for Scripture Union and said, how are you doing? Again, an interesting question to ask. And so we chatted and met. At that meeting, this guy, Richard, said to me, I've got a job coming up in a couple of months. It's yours. I kind of feel like you're the right person for this job. It's like, yeah, great. When somebody says that, great, thanks very much. But you just, in the back of your mind, you're going, this is a number of months away. And it was too good to be true. 4 weeks ago now, the job came out for Scripture Union. I got sent it after a number of interviews and some tough interviews. I got a job working in London, which just the timing of it and the prayer for me that went into that has just been incredible. Not just me, there's obviously many people have prayed me into this job. It's a huge step up for me in terms of the youth work that I'm doing at the moment, into this development work. But just the timing of God months ago in January and it coming to fruition now has just been incredible. So
God is good, and God is in the business of restoring and redeeming, and that is amazing. Okay, I'm going to read some scripture and then we're going to worship God. From Psalm 96, it says, oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Let's worship him in holiness and in the beauty of his sanctuary. I don't need to tell you, God's presence is here in a really amazing way. And we've just sung, miracles can happen here. And it's easy words to sing. But actually it's true, it's totally true. Jesus came with signs and with wonders. He came and he bound up the brokenhearted. He came and he gave sight to the blind. He came and he restored those who were sick. And it's no different today. He comes and he restores and he heals. But for some of us, actually, it's for everybody else and maybe not for us. And there's some words in Psalm 139 that were just kind of running through my head as we were worshipping. And it says this. And this is, I know this is going to speak to hearts of people who actually think, but nobody knows, nobody understands. And the Lord would say this. I've searched you and I know you. I know when you sit and I know when you rise, and I discern your thoughts from afar. And God wants to say, I hem you in behind and before. And I have laid my hand upon you. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to lay his hand upon us. We know that's, you know, something that we do when we, you know, lay hands on people and we heal them. And I really believe God's saying, I want to lay my hands on you this morning. God wants to lay his hands on us to heal us and restore us, to bind up broken hearts, to give sight to the blind, sight where we need wisdom and insight, sight when we need a different perspective on things. And he wants to bring healing. So I'm going to ask the worship guys if they can just sing, we'll sing that again. And actually, may that be your prayer, that miracles can happen. A miracle can happen today for you in whatever way that you need it.